Welcome to The Point. I'm Mindy Todd. Combining music with motion pictures is as old as film itself. Filmmakers and composers use music to create atmosphere, give the audience emotional cues, and add to the dramatic narrative. In addition to scoring a number of films for PBS and HBO, Sheldon Merowitz is professor of film scoring at Berklee College of Music. Under his direction, his scoring students have created a new score for the 1923 Harold Lloyd silent comedy Safety Last. The film and new score will be screened as part of the Nantucket Film Festival and the Martha's Vineyard Film Center's Phil Music Series. Sheldon Merowitz joins us from our studios at WGBH in Boston. Good morning.
Good morning.
So with all the action and visual effects in film today, we tend to forget the role music plays. What do you think makes great film music?
Wow. Well, what makes great film music is whether it aids in the connection between the audience and the story. And mostly if it is able to enunciate or give space for an emotional relationship to what's going on. That's what music does best, is kind of not express, but give us the ability to feel.
I think of Jaws. All you have to do is hear right. That muse and it brings you right back.
That's true. And other things, too, not just to scare you, which is pretty easy to do. Or to make you love something, but also to give you the ability to enter the movie. If you've ever seen a movie without music, it's a very, very strange experience because you don't really know, or you can. I see them all the time this way. But what actually is happening in the story can be very, very hard to find without the music. Hmm.
So how is scoring silent films different from scoring modern films? And why do you have your students undertake the silent film scoring?
Those are good questions. Scoring a silent film is exactly like scoring a modern film, but we have a lot more responsibility. There isn't anything else to help us. There's no other sound. So we have to cover what all of the sound does when you watch a movie, which is a gigantic amount. So it's more responsibility. But in terms of how we help tell the story, it's pretty much exactly the same. What drew me to the silent film thing? I don't know. It's... they're wonderful films. There's a bunch of wonderful stuff about silent films. The first thing is that they knew how to make movies back then. I mean, the language of film was still sort of infant, but they knew how to do wonderful stuff. And there are some of the greatest movies ever made were made in that 15-year period before the advent of sound. So just having the ability to write music for these wonderful, wonderful, wonderful films is extraordinary.
So for people who are not familiar with Harold Lloyd's 1923 silent film, Safety Last, give us a quick synopsis of the plot.
Ooh, well, the synopsis of the plot, there's a guy, Harold Lloyd plays our boy. Mm-hmm. He moves into the city and is going to try to strike it rich, basically, so he can marry his girl. He gets involved in attempting to climb the ladder, which is basically what the film is all about. In the film, eventually, he's actually climbing up the side of a skyscraper or a 12, 15-story building at that time, not really a skyscraper. That's really basically what it's about, to win the love, or not to, he's already got her love, but to be able to satisfy his girlfriend, who he will marry. That's basically what he does. And so he gets involved in working at a store, and we follow his various adventures as he tries to, he eventually comes up with some plans to help the store become great. And hilarity ensues.
Yeah, it's very funny. So let's hear some of the new score. We'll start with A Train to the City. Explain what we're trying to impart to the audience with this piece.
This is the open of the movie. It's actually set up with a joke, but we see Harold Lloyd's character and we meet his girlfriend and he's at the train getting ready to go into the big city. And that's what we'll hear. The train comes by. You'll see there's a set of jokes that happen with him and a woman who's there with her daughter, with her baby daughter. And he ends up exchanging his briefcase for the daughter as they run to the train. And it's very funny.
Thank you. imagine this would be a really fun project. Your students must have a blast doing this.
Oh, yeah, and they also get terrorized. So, but yes, both things. And it is, it's a spectacular thing to do. It's as a class, it's ridiculous. The amount of that they learn is just, unbelievable. They learn as much in this one class, I think, as they learn in multiple years in our program at Berkeley. And it's also incredibly fun to do. It's super hard and super rewarding. What we do is really basically impossible. I mean, we write this score in, a term. And we put it on, and so it goes from nothing to be completed in that period of time, and that in the case of Safety Last is about a 76-minute score, and that's a 76 minutes of music written by six people. So it's a lot. I mean, it's an amazing experience for them. It's an amazing experience for the audience to see it. It is a spectacular night out. You're seeing something that's just so incredibly hard to do. And the level of talent is exceptionally high. Mm. The level of talent of our students is exceptionally high. The level of talent of the orchestra players is exceptionally high. All of the people you're going to be seeing, you will hear much from in the next 20, 30 years.
Yeah. Now, I would imagine this film has been scored numerous times in the past. So when your students, when they score a silent film, do you have them listen to previous scores or do you start with a clean slate?
Oh, of course not. No, they'll get infected. No. We have to look at it fresh. I mean, that's the idea. The beauty of silent film, which we didn't talk about a little bit before, is that in silent film, we get to reinterpret it. That doesn't mean we get to make up what it is and we don't get to do what we want. We still are doing the movie and we are slaves to the story. But we do get to interpret it. That's an amazing thing to do, and it's a really valuable thing to do. By the way, it's what you do whenever you make a film. You're interpreting the story, too. I mean, that's what filmmaking is a bunch of people getting together and interpreting the story and figuring out what the reality is that it's going to be when you end up making it into a film. And that's what the composer does in a regular film, too. So it's basically identical. Again, the language you'll hear, I mean, we're informed by the fact that the film speaks to us in a kind of an earlier form of film language. And so we have to respect that. And so you'll hear stuff which will sound like, older music. It really isn't.
Yeah.
But
let's hear a new idea next. And this piece doesn't need an introduction. And in a moment, listeners will understand why. So this piece is a perfect example of how music can add the narrative. You hear the instant the new idea crops up.
Well, yeah, and it's going to happen in a moment. He's preparing to enter the room and to meet the president of the company and present this idea that he has. He's going to have the full idea in a second, and you'll hear, here it comes.
Okay.
Okay, now he's listening as the manager is describing a problem that they have with the business. They need to bring extra people in. And now he's going to... Now he's starting to think about an idea. They're still talking. Wait, hold on a second. Finding my way through. So here the manager is explaining that they want to have this great idea. Now... here's Harold Lloyd is thinking his idea, which is to have a friend of hers climb up the side of the building. And that's, you'll hear the climbing music, of course. Now he's going to come in and present. Now there's a little of a scent coming up in a second. They're going to sleep. They shake hands. There we go. So now he starts explaining his idea. Now he gets excited, starting to get excited about it. Coming up. Sorry. Here he goes. Now he's flying on it. He's really explaining it. Now he's starting to run around the room. He's gotten the okay. He runs out. He runs by his old nemesis, brings him back in, and then he runs out.
So timing of film score is crucial, perhaps more so for silent films when the music is in time to the action, right?
For everything.
Yeah.
For everything. Film music is all about that. But yes, that's
yeah.
right.
All right. And so tell us about Ride Uptown.
Oh, goodness. Okay. Again, these are big slapstick routines. There's a lot of stuff that we have to note, a lot of stuff we have to touch, and a lot of stuff we have to really proclaim. So in this case, he's going to be late for work. So he's trying to get uptown, and he sees that there is an accident. And so he has an idea, which we don't get to hear the idea part come up, and he says, I'm going to be the accident victim. So he lays down, and he gets put into the ambulance. This is the end of that sequence where he's in this – you'll hear this ambulance take off, and he goes riding through the streets of New York at breakneck speed. And then he just pulls – he pulls down the little chain at the end, and you'll hear the tubular bells go bing, 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 and then he walks right out to the surprise of all of the people in the ambulance that he's absolutely perfectly fine.
You know, it gives a new appreciation. I can remember going to some silent film things, and they've got the guy on the piano who's sort of playing the piano to the action.
Right.
Obviously, he's had to see that film a few hundred times maybe
That's correct.
That right.
That's correct.
Because you have
to get
that timing just right. It's amazing.
Well, getting the timing is exceptionally hard. Again, this is a through composed piece of music. So I actually walked in with the score. It's about 550 pages
wow.
of music, and everything has to be in line. By the way, there's no pausing, and there's no time to catch up. So if things are out of whack, they're out of whack. You have to get them back in whack.
Yeah.
And we have a very kind of complicated but sort of, jimmied, put together, jerry-rigged method of staying in sync with the movie where we take an old method that was made by Alfred Newman at Fox using streamers, little scratches basically across little strips that you see going across the film. And we use those to make sure that we're able to hit the things that we have to hit and keep everything in time. It's really, really, really hard. It's basically impossible. The only other person who I've seen who really – well, there are some people who do it live, who do what we do, which is a completely composed score.
Right.
When David Newman, who is Alfred Newman's son and a film composer, came to Boston with West Side Story, he plays – they show the movie of West Side Story, and they have the retained singing – the voices – but they've stripped out all the orchestra, and he plays live to that
wow,
film.
That's amazing.
And it's ridiculously hard, and I've talked with David about it extensively, and hopefully we're going to be doing something together. That'll be cool.
The film is Safety Last, and the new score will be screened on Tuesday, June 24th, as part of the Nantucket Film Festival, and again on June 26th as part of the Martha's Vineyard Film Center's Film Music Series. We're going to go out with the piece Dreams Do Come True. Sheldon Moritz, thanks so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And I hope that many people will come to see it. It really is a quite unique and wonderful experience.
And also thanks to Tom Devlin and Alan Mattis for production assistance in Boston.